Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Is there any angle in this where they would have kept Charlie's attorney on in a way to help protect other members of the family, like specifically Wendy? The angle I'm going at here is, you know, if something was discussed in the previous case, attorney-client conversation that does talk about, and this is just theoretical, that does talk about Wendy having some sort of involvement just with the attorney. And then if he's not, on retainer, if he's not part of that counsel anymore, is there any risk that that information could come out if you were to be subpoenaed or something of that nature, if they do go into investigating more of the family? If he's, he's the attorney for the family right now, he doesn't have to go do that. But if he weren't, would that open him up to, if something like that did happen, talking?
I don't think so. I mean, he doesn't have attorney-client privilege with Wendy.
That's the thing. Yeah.
But in terms of his conversations that he would have with Donna, that is privilege.
Yeah.
And like the only time that we can break privilege as attorneys, there's very few circumstances under which we can break privilege. And that is if I'm made aware of my client committing a crime in the future.
Okay.
If I'm made aware that my client is like either in the commission of or going to be committing in the very near future a crime, I have an obligation to let law enforcement know. Like that is that's a circumstance where I can break privilege. Otherwise, I don't know that there's a circumstance where they'd be able to get either any attorney to be able to talk about anything that Donna has told them in confidence, whether it's about Wendy or anything else.
Yeah. And whether or not they're in actively representing that family or not, those conversations happened while they were. So that can't necessarily come out, even though it's not about Charlie. It's not about Donna, it's a conversation about another person that attorney is not representing.
But it's too intertwined.
It's a weird,
we can't sit there and say it's not about Charlie or Donna It is ultimately. If they're implying that it was Wendy that was the mastermind and that they were working at the behest of her, it's the same thing, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's still privileged. It's all going to be privileged because it's so incestually intertwined with, you can't separate the parts because they're all kind of dependent on one another. It's all the same crime.
Where do you see this going with Donna now that obviously she's been charged? Charlie's in jail for the rest of his life unless there's some sort of appeal or something that happens that changes that, which I probably never will. But is this something where Donna's going to throw Charlie under the bus because why not at this point for her own freedom?
It's hard to know. Like if she admits to having knowledge of the plan, she then becomes an accomplice.
Yeah.
If I know that you're going to commit a crime, if I know that you're going to have somebody killed, I have an obligation to let law enforcement know, I have an obligation to do something. And I'm talking about as an individual, if she then becomes complicit if she says, okay, well, yeah, I knew.
If she knew, but what if it was more of a, you know, he says things, I thought it was a joke, I didn't think that this was actually happening. You know, kind of going down that road of, did I hear about it? I was shocked when this happened. You know, I just wonder.
That's what the story is now, that it was all a joke. Them's just words. Them's just jokes. You know, come on. It's a hilarious joke. Oh, yeah. I realize now it's not a hilarious joke. I mean, it's like, they're going to get her. Yeah. Like, and they're going to get her more from what she did after Charlie was convicted. Those phone calls are.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, she's done. Like, you know, if I'm her attorneys, I'm desperately trying to convince her we're not beating this at trial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said way too much in those phone calls. Like, Donna, here, I'm going to sit you down here in the cell and I'm going to put these tapes on. And we're going to listen to these recordings that you made, you know, knowing that every single phone call, every jail phone call, except for privileged phone calls between attorneys and clients, they're all recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's so like me trying to understand how she would have done that. Just being like, whoa, like her and Charlie, it's like, it's beyond idiotic. So I'm trying to plead her out. I'm trying to sit here and say, look, we're not beating this at trial. I know that you're elderly. I don't want you spending any kind of amount of time is basically life in prison for her.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I can make out any kind of deal, but like, I don't know what the evidence that they have on the front end of it is.
Mm-hmm.
Had she kept quiet after the fact, it would have been a tougher case.
Yeah.
Like, because people are like, I've got a friend who's got a YouTube channel, absolutely convinced that Wendy is, you know, the godfather, or, you know, the dumb Corleone, he calls her, you know, and she's like, you know, that she was the puppet master and that everyone was working at her behest. And, you know, and it's like, that might be true, but I can tell you right now that they don't have the evidence against her. Otherwise, they don't need to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening right now is, if they think that she is the one who really orchestrated this, and I'm sure that Georgia does, the prosecutor, I'm sure in her heart of hearts, she has very little doubt that Wendy is complicit, if not the mastermind behind the whole thing. The problem is, like with every case, is do you have the evidence to get the conviction?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, there's certainly a lot of things that Wendy did that don't make any sense, that are super sus, that are huge red flags, like driving by, happening. I just happened to drive by right after Dan got shot, right by the street, you know, and it was blocked off and I was going to get a bottle of booze. Like, I mean, there's things that she did that kind of defy logic.
Yeah.
If she's not involved.
Yeah.
You know, but is it enough to get it in front of a jury and get a conviction on it? I mean, prosecutors are in the business of winning and getting convictions, not going in with shaky cases.
Is that where it's sitting right now for the other family members, for Wendy, and also specifically for Donna's husband as well? I mean, when we listen to some of those phone calls, he's there, you know, he's making his comments in the background, and it's kind of reminds me of Peanuts a little bit. But this is someone who, I'm guessing, knew pretty much everything Donna was doing, if not involved in what Donna was doing in some way, shape, or form. Are they just sitting here waiting right now for the rest of them to hang themselves to be able to bring charges?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident Dad's going next.
Yeah.
Like, I think they'll go Donna and then Dad. Look, they've been married forever. Mm-hmm. They tell each other everything. Like, that, you know, I mean, in terms of spousal privilege, it certainly exists to an extent, but in terms of, did he know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if they'll be able to get him on, you know, being a part of the plan, like he was an active participant, but they certainly can, you know, get him on charges that he was complicit in the fact that he knew, you know, and that he didn't make any kind of, like, he's a part of the conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, you know, if, like, no matter what your role is, you know, if you're a part of the conspiracy, and one of the ways, the primary thing that they look at in terms of pulling yourself out of a conspiracy is you go to law enforcement, you let them know this is going down. Mm-hmm. That's how you like, that's the, in the eyes of the law, that's how you get yourself extracted out of a conspiracy. Sure. So I don't know. I mean, ultimately they want Wendy, you know, I mean, I just don't like, I don't know if they'll get there. I just don't know. It's like all of us there. I don't think that there's a person out there that believes for one moment that Wendy didn't have a part of this. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, if you do, then you have to believe that Donna was always just this overbearing helicopter mom who ran her kids' lives, you know, to the extent to where, you know, she's like, I'm not letting Dan Markell keep my grandchildren away from, you know, like somebody, you know, and she's like, Charlie, I want you to take care of this. I'll pay for it. You know what I mean? Like, and that Wendy has no clue about it. Yeah. Like that's the only way that story works, you know? So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's another weird case. Like when you look at the cases that we follow, man, and it's like fiction has nothing on reality.
Some of these you couldn't even put into a fictional story. That's why half the time I think they're done in a docuseries type style, because if you were to act them out with actors, it would just be too far-fetched.
But it's crazy. Yeah,
I know.
It's crazy.
We'll have Adelson bingo night on our next show, and we'll see what cards we blocked or what lines we've blocked off, and we can get blackout and win that big prize.
I'm always looking to win the big prize, brother.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.